This is WSKG News. Birth defects in children of former IBM workers in Endicott is the focus of a federal study now out. But a lack of data seemed to prevent researchers and residents from getting conclusive results. The study wasn't able to get reliable, long-term data about birth defects in the children of those workers exposed to TCE, or trichloroethylene. That's the chemical linked to some cancers. IBM is still cleaning up TCE underneath the site, now known as the Huron campus. The company decreased its use of TCE by the mid-1980s, and birth defect data on the state level wasn't collected until 83. Frank Roma is acting chair of the Western Broome Environmental Stakeholders Coalition.
This time period was the best that they could come up with because of the phase out of the TCE and PCE.
PCE is also a harmful solvent. Researchers also didn't look at the effects of exposure from TCE vapors, saying vapor exposure in the workplace is difficult to know. Former IBM employee Scott Laufer came to the meeting on Thursday where researchers presented their results.
If there was any way to do something more with TCE, they should have pursued that. They seem to drop that. And how to do it? Yeah, I'm not the best person to answer that.
Researchers concluded most birth defects in children of IBM workers occurred at about the same rate they did in the general population, except one. A heart defect was more frequent in the children of male IBM workers exposed to metals like lead. The study was put out by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Previous studies of these workers found elevated levels of some cancers. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.